Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
A Kansas woman has been convicted in a deadly crash she caused when she fell asleep while driving a tractor trailer in Wyoming. An Albany County jury found 48-year-old Tanya Hightower guilty of aggravated homicide by vehicle. Authorities say Hightower drove through a median into oncoming traffic on Interstate 80 after she fell asleep behind the wheel in March of 2018. Her truck collided with a car driven by 57-year-old Vidal Madera of Laramie. The Wyoming Highway Patrol says Madera suffered extreme fatal injuries and was ejected from his car despite wearing a seatbelt. Hightower told authorities after the crash that she lost control of her vehicle but didn't know how. Court documents say Hightower did not test positive for narcotics or alcohol. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon and State Treasurer Curtis E. Meyer Jr. have settled a lawsuit related to the state capitol renovation project. In a joint statement released Thursday, Gordon and Meyer announced that the settlement reaffirms that the state treasurer's constitutional authority to approve contracts for repairing and furnishing the halls and rooms used for the meeting of the legislature and its committees. They said a district court approved the dismissal of the suit with prejudice last Friday. The lawsuit was filed in May of 2016 by Gordon when he was state treasurer, initially challenging the legislature's decision to omit him from the state capitol building rehabilitation and oversight group. The Wyoming Capitol reopened last month after a $300 million renovation that took 3.5 years.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We just bought a fixer-upper and I don't know where to begin. So I went to see Paul at our neighborhood Ace.
I told Nate we have everything he needs to help him repair their home, from a wide selection of paint colors, craftsman tools, and the best lawn and garden brands.
Ace is a place with exactly what you need. Starting with help.
Powell Ace is the place for all your paint. Brighten up your home with premium paint with Magnolia Home and Joanna Gaines. Beautiful interior paint in 150 hand-selected colors. Powell Ace in downtown Powell.
Think about wearing a seatbelt. Through 4 months of 2019, 51 people lost their lives on Wyoming's highways. That's nearly double from this time last year. Way too many. These people were someone's daughter, someone's friend, someone's son, someone's dad, and someone's someone. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. There's no doubt the difference in some of these needless crashes could have been what they call having the seatbelt habit. Buckle that seatbelt, because you are worth holding on to.
A Natrona County judge on Thursday afternoon sentenced a Lusk man to probation for his part in a 2017 wreck that killed two tourists. Alexander Richardson had faced a maximum sentence of 2 years incarceration after a jury in February found him guilty on two counts of misdemeanor homicide by vehicle. Judge Kerry Johnson, however, cited Richardson's remorse and his minimal criminal history in deciding to issue the probationary stint. The terms of the ruling call for Richardson to serve two probationary sentences of a year each, with a year of jail time suspended on each. If he fails to complete his probation, prosecutors could ask the judge to impose the jail time. The two sentences will run one after another. This all stems from an accident on Highway 220 near Independence Rock that killed Soon Young Lee, 46, and Haeok Soo, 3, both of South Korea. Fatigued driving is thought to be the cause of the accident. While both Republicans and Democrats agree infrastructure is a priority in this country, coming together on a plan has proven difficult. Part of that could change with the release of a bill from the Environment and Public Works Committee, headed by Wyoming Senator John Barrasso. The bill, if passed, would infuse $287 billion in highway funding over the next 5 years, a 27% increase. The news was welcomed by the director of the Wyoming Department of Transportation, which is facing a multi-million dollar operating deficit, and even attracted the praise of an environmental group, the Nature Conservancy, for its support for wildlife crossings. Wyoming could see $1.65 billion in grant money should the bill pass.
This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.